Can you please talk to us about the early history of why you got into this to begin with?
Well, there was a series of little events when I was 25 that got me thinking seriously about my professional career, and in a way surprised that it was that late in I was that old and hadn't been thinking about it seriously enough, but I began to think, hey, what am I after? What are my goals? And before that it had been sort of, well, it's very interesting being an electrical engineer, and I had a nice place to work. So when I spent a lot of time over the coming months after that thinking about it, and very early for some reason I decided, I said, well, I could make a lot of money, but then I decided, well, why don't I just say enough money to raise a family appropriately? Then what? You know, what would I like to see done? And it took perhaps 3 months of thinking about more and more realizing the world is very complex if you're trying to figure out what you would fix, etc., and how you would go about trying to fix it. And one Saturday I was, God, the world is so damn complex, it's hard to figure out. And that's what then have dawned on me that, oh, the very thing, it's very complex, it's getting more complex at an ever more rapid rate, that these problems we're facing have to be dealt with collectively, and our collective ability to deal with complex, urgent problems isn't increasing at anything like the apparent rate that it's going to be that the problems are. So if I could contribute as much as possible, so how, generally speaking, mankind can get more capable of dealing with complex, urgent problems collectively, then that would be a terrific professional goal. So that was 49 years ago, and that's been ever since.